whip it out to feed the baby?
What,
the sound effect?
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. Shoot you. Come on, forget it. Have some fun.
Hello? Sausage wouldn't mind that. Sausage would think that was fantastic.
Not on my show.
I do like sausage. I do love the Polish yellow kinds of sausage. I do.
All right, bye, Pilar.
I do.
All right. Goodbye.
Royal Majesty?
That's
right.
And that's interesting. I'm now thinking back to any moments where Laura may have been breastfeeding in front of you, and I think there may have been. Yes,
there were a few.
Okay, all right. I want to stop thinking about that right away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, the Mac Daddies of the radio. How's it going?
It's going great, thank you.
You know, it's funny you guys were talking about breastfeeding. Me and Charlie were just talking about it ourselves. He says he won't drink milk. Unless it's chocolate milk, right?
You were discussing that with Charlie Broyhill?
Yeah, as he was eating his bagel bites.
Boy, you must have had a lingering conversation with Mr. Broyhill.
How do you go when you call our show to talking about bagel bites, to breastfeeding, to chocolate milk?
Because he said it wasn't enough to eat, so I said have a glass of milk, and he said he doesn't drink.
Well, we've always thought that he should have a smorgasbord back there. They ought to just lay the food out like they're catering a Hollywood movie.
Well, listen, lady, what can we do for you?
Or like they're catering a Redskins game, right?
Yeah, right.
I haven't been to a Redskins game.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to call and let you guys know that you brighten up my day.
Oh,
break the monotony.
Very nice.
And, Don, you are not being a pussy.
Oh, I'm being a total pussy.
Very nice to everybody that's calling today, considering the people that have been calling.
Yes. The callers today have been great. My only criticism is of myself, that I am not able to articulate what I want to say.
It's difficult because you're at the tail end of this cold, and I know that. I mean, I've been dealing with this thing. I don't even want to tell you how long I've had this. This has been a month. I've never been had a problem with my voice for this period of time.
And you had a blood test?
I went to a doctor. I went to a doctor on Monday, as a matter of fact.
We noticed that you've been sick for about a month.
You know, I went to the doctor, and the strangest thing happened. I went in there, and I complained about my throat. I said, I'm really, you know, I need my voice to make a living, and
right.
I really, and immediately, a rectal exam.
Huh.
No, didn't look at anything else. And, you know, then he said, you're fine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, Don, I think you're being too hard on your voice. I think it sounds gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
Hey.
I mean, thank you.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hey, but my Don, you know, when you guys came to SAC, I thought that I'd seen it all. I thought I'd heard it all. And a friend of mine gave me the Sex Pies and videotape, and I think when it got to the blueberry pie eating contest.
Oh, that's an award winner, sir.
I'll tell you what. I sat there and laughed and gagged and laughed along with you guys. But I think probably the most eye-opening experience I had was last week when you guys finally played the tape of Toss My Salad, because my mind couldn't even fathom what it really meant.
Oh, when we were out in Sacramento during a commercial break, we played the uncensored Toss My Salad tape for everybody who was in the audience.
That was a wonderful fringe benefit of coming to the live show. You got to hear that during the commercials.
And listen, our videotape, Sex Pies and Videotape, will be on pay-per-view this weekend. It's a trial balloon Friday night in Fairfax County, Virginia, on Media General Top Event Pay-Per-View. Every hour from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m.
To order Don and Mike's pay-per-view, Sex Pies and Videotape, dial 263-1997 and ask for channel 113.
How about that, Buzz?
Right. Oh, way to go, Buzz!
You know, if I had my brain in your voice, Buzz, I would not be in this room right now.
Me neither.
I'd be somewhere else. Hello? Hello? Donaldo E. Miguel.
Speak to us.
Oh, all right, hello. You are on the air.
Yes. You know, yes, how are you doing today?
Hey, can you pick up my friend?
Hello?
Speaker phones are so impersonal. Hello?
Well, hello there, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Radio gods.
Hello.
Don, I love your voice, man. There's nothing wrong with your voice.
Oh, thank you.
But I've got a question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
Toss my salad. What's the deal with that, and where can I find out about it?
Listen, that is such old news, we got to move past it, sir.
Go to prison. See, I'm finished with that. Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Buzz is right. Go to prison.
Okay. First of all, Mike?
What?
Looking good.
Thank you.
Don?
Yes.
I want to thank you for letting me on with the John Lennon thing, man, because I'm famous over here now.
Oh, you're the guy that calls our show as John Lennon?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, well, give me some of that. I like that. That's a good bit.
Oh, thanks, then, on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I think your show is a wonderful group.
That's a good gag. That's a good John Lennon.
That's a very good John
thanks
Lennon.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. And I love y'all's show. Keep it up.
Hey, listen, as John Lennon, why don't you say toss my salad, and that's it, we're straight.
Hey, well, you toss me salad, then.
Then we're straight.
Then we're straight.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, y'all take care.
All right, thank you. Now, listen, I know a lot of these lines are lighting up now because of the Highway Love Connection. We did promise that to you.
A lot of people want love is in the air.
We will get to that in the next hour. As a matter of fact, we can start that next.
That's a good idea.
If folks are calling now, use our toll-free lines, 1-800-636-1067. If you're a guy or if you're a gal and you are currently single, you know, I mean, you can be married, but separated, please.
And you have an automobile.
At 1-800-636-1067, you pull your car off to the side of the road, pull off to a safe spot,
mm-hmm.
and then you park yourself there, and you give out clues to your location, and you see if anybody comes up, and after they hear you on the radio, and then if you really like each other, we'll give you a WWF prize pack.
You just wait for the magic to happen. And believe me, if you've never heard this before, magic happens all the time. We've got married couples all over the United States.
We have one couple.
Yeah, that's right.
One couple that got married after they were on our show.
I was embellishing a little bit.
And for the most romantic couple today,
yes.
we have a trip to give away to the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
This is a fantastic trip. It's a great golf trip.
Okay, so everybody that wins on the Highway Love Connection today gets the WWF stuff. But then out of all of those couples, we'll pick the most romantic couple.
Oh, I can't wait.
And give them the trip to the Outer Banks. So call us right now and we'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. El Nino is coming. This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
The Dawn and Mike Show on FM 99 KKMA.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicers.
Larry?
That's very keen with that. You got it?
Yeah.
If there's Green Bay,
Larry.
Oh, next is Green Bay. Lost the temper.
Wake up, Larry.
With friends like them, who needs enemas? Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. And our telephone line's open, 1-800-636-1067. We tried to do the Highway Love Connection here. You know, we still have not listened to the tapes of the media reaction from our appearance in Sacramento.
We had fantastic TV coverage out in Sacramento.
Yeah. We will get to them also, but first your calls here with the Love Connection. Hello.
Hello, Don Mike.
And don't forget, we're looking for the most romantic couple. We'll have lots of winners today.
Love is in the air.
But one super duper winner. Hello.
Hello, Don Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Timo from Sacramento.
You say your name is Chemo?
No, Timo. T-I-M-O.
Timo.
Timo.
Yeah. Oh, Timo. What type of
better, Don?
What type of name would that be?
Well, actually, it's short for Timothy.
Oh,
Timothy. Why don't you just go with Tim?
Well, actually, I used to, but I think Tim's kind of actually boring. People would forget my name a lot.
Timo, you gave it kind of a Euro flair.
Actually, it is a European name. A lot of my family used to call me that when I was younger.
You know, if you would replace that M with a T, you'd be Tito, my favorite Jackson.
Tito would be a great name.
Tito kicks ass. Well, Timo. Timo, a single successful guy. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Actually, to be honest, I've never been told that I resemble one.
But you got to have an answer for us, Tito.
Come on now, Tito.
Because of the hairstyle I have, probably closest to be George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Okay, a lot of guys say that.
Sure. That's great. The George Clooney look-alike, ladies.
And what do you do for a living, Timo?
Well, actually, I'm in a temp job right now, but I usually assemble computers.
All right, so that would not be... all right, let me get this straight. That's George Clooney and not full-time employment.
That's just the George Clooney haircut.
That's right. Oh, it's the George Clooney haircut. Do you have any idea what the George Clooney haircut, what kind of face it sits above?
Excuse me?
Who does your face resemble?
Well, to be honest, I really have no idea. I've never been told anything, and I've never...
You see, Tito, if you give us answers like this, nondescript answers like this, why is a woman going to want to pull over to take a look at you?
I don't know, Don. I'm sorry, man. I don't know what I can say.
Oh, Timo, you can make something up. That's what most do.
Look in your rearview mirror, Timo, and describe yourself to us. Describe your face to us.
Well, let's see. I've got green eyes. I've got a mustache and goatee.
Are you a fat guy? A skinny guy?
No, I'm fairly thin.
Are you like a Generation Xer?
No, not at all.
Do you have good skin or bad skin?
Fair.
Fair skin.
Fair, so you have some splotches that aren't so great?
Well, yeah, everybody does have from time to time.
Any active blemishes right now?
Yeah, a few.
Oh, you have a few blemishes. Where are you?
The ladies
this is getting
the
better
ladies
and better.
Are speeding to his location as we speak.
Where would the blemishes be, Timo?
Well, I got one or two on my neck, maybe one or two on my face.
Any on your back?
I see the herd of women coming this way now.
Any on your back or buttocks?
No, not present.
Any skin discolorations, tattoos?
No, not so ever.
Have you ever done any time in prison?
Definitely not.
All right, I think we found out a lot about you, Timo.
Single successful guy.
And Timo, what is your location?
I'm the best.
What's your location, my friend?
Well, you guys are going to get a kick out of this. I'm at a McDonald's, and it's on the corner of Folsom and Man Love.
Folsom, and there's a street. Where are you calling from? Sacramento?
Sacramento, yeah.
There's a street called Man Love.
Man Love, believe it or not.
Man Love. Well, that bodes well for you, Timo.
It does, man. It's the closest phone that I could get to, and I was like, oh, great. Look where I am.
All right. Timo, and what kind of car are you driving, sir?
Actually, I'm not in a car. I just stopped off a payphone.
You don't own a car,
no
Timo?
Car. Well, I do own a car. I just don't have it with me.
No car, no job.
I do have a car. Acme. I just don't have it with me.
Okay, yeah, let's review. First off, your name is Tim, although you go by the name of Timo.
Yes, because when you have a fine name like Tim, you can't just be content with that. You have to switch it to Timo.
You have a George Clooney haircut. You have splotches of bad skin. You're currently unemployed.
And you're not driving a car.
No, I'm not unemployed. No, I'm not. I am working, actually. I'm on my lunch break right now.
Oh, okay. So you would have walked to the payphone, and your car is like in a parking lot somewhere?
Pretty much, yeah.
What do you mean, pretty much?
It's in a parking lot, just not at work.
Not at work.
Well, what did you say your job was?
Well, right now, I'm at a temp job, but I assemble computers. But right now, I'm doing something else temporarily, some office.
And you really think, after hearing this, that there's going to be a woman on the face of God's green earth that's going to stop to see you?
Not at all, but I figure, what the hell, it might be fun.
Timo, do you have, like, Polaroids tacked up in a part of your one-bedroom apartment that's kind of like a shrine to women you stalk?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. All right, listen, Timo, you sound very hot to me.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, you're turning me on. Timo, we'll give you 60 seconds to sell yourself, sell your location, and let's see if there's a woman in Northern California who's falling prey to your charms.
Timo, the babe magnet.
Here he is, ladies. Timo.
Okay, well, here it goes. Ladies, my name's Timo. I'm at a McDonald's on the corner of Folsom and Man Love. That's near Watt. I'm 6 foot. I've got black hair, mustache, goatee. I can take a woman out, show her good time.
October 31, 1997.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation, and distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
As you all know, this show of ours is a sort of catch-as-catch-can affair with everything up for grabs. Our kids don't even rehearse. They just audition and then go off.
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
We gotta get this love connection figured out. Dave, any girls?
I've got three.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Lisa.
Would you like to go out with this guy, Dave?
I'll do it because we're at the local station.
Dave, here's the great news. You can want a golf getaway to the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
Lisa, they're giving us a golf getaway to the Outer Banks in North Carolina?
Tell Lisa if everything works out okay. She's the 19th hole.
Two, one, two, three, four.
They're ready to believe you.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
It is I, Michael. Hello, everyone. Yes, it's me alone. It is me by my onesies because due to unforeseen circumstances of ill health, Don Geronimo will not be in the building today. He is resting his voice. Any of you that listened to the show yesterday know that it was a bit of a struggle, and so we hope that Don gets well soon. So it is I sitting in here for the whole 4 hours with the wonderful Bobo Spiewak. We'll have more on that, but Rob, I hope you have prepared some sort of opening spiel with your fantastic sense of humor to get us rolling on the show. Did you do that? I know you're doing like 20 different things you normally don't do today, but do you have something ready for us?
Well, since I'm doing so many things I don't normally do, perhaps I'll try to make you laugh. Yes, I have a joke for you.
Always very successful at that.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Grace, and all the ships at sea.
Ah, yes, we have a new member on our staff today.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kenny. Consistently rated number one among people named Timo with blemishes on their face and neck. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Well, we're off to a flying start. No, I liked it. I really did.
I can tell.
Yeah, just terrific. Thank you so much, Rob. Hello, Buzz Burbank.
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Are you really well? Are you feeling well?
Well, actually, I am on the verge of that cold, but I'm fighting
it off. Are you really? Are you serious?
I'm fighting it off. I'm going to win. I'm going to conquer this.
You know, I have never been sick for this long a period of time, and my question would be, why did we go through the process of getting those flu shots? What was the need? Why did we have someone come in here and put needles in our arms? I really thought that was supposed to be something that prevented you from getting ill. How come that happened?
It prevents you from getting the flu. Now we're susceptible to everything else in the world, but by gosh, we won't get the flu.
Yeah. We're going to be fine. Everybody's going to be fine here today. I'm feeling fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I'm very excited. You know why I'm excited, Buzz?
Well, why?
Because I get to sit here and look at Ron.
Yeah!
Usually I've got Don standing in between myself and Rob, but today I have 4 solid hours to look at Rob Spiewak's fantastic countenance and enjoy. Yes, hello there. And how are you, Rob A?
I'm very well, Mike. How are you? We've been through all that.
How's your root? How is your tooth root? Is that doing well? Are you experiencing any discomfort as we run down the entire list of all of our ailments on the show today?
You'd be surprised. When I went into brush and floss today, it was more than a little sore.
Now, what is... You talked about this briefly yesterday. You discussed exactly what's going on. One more time, just for those that may not have heard it yesterday, what exactly is the procedure, the medical procedure that they are going to do with your mouth? What is going on? And it's due to neglect, right? Isn't that what he said?
Well, it probably wouldn't have happened if I hadn't waited 6 years between visits. I always get months and years mixed up, right?
Yeah. 6 years of total dental neglect. Six years of a mouth that is... You brush, right?
I brush and floss every day.
Okay, you brushed it. Well, that's good. But as far as brushing and flossing will not take care of 6 years of not seeing a dentist and not having a lady take the little hooks to your teeth.
Do the tartar thing. But and it's a very often used mouth, you know, with all the eating and stuff. So I went in there and they...
Constant friction.
Constant. And I went in there and after 6 years they said, well, we got a lot of it. Come back in 3 weeks and we'll take another look at it. So I took another look at it and they said, well, on the right side of your mouth, the upper, there's a lot of gum recession. It's going backwards.
Gum recession?
Gum recession.
Is that the medical term for it?
Yeah, it's neglect. Neglect for URI. And so I said, what we can do is remove some stuff from the top of the roof of your mouth.
Now I'm beginning to regret that I asked this question.
And put it there. And they're going to peel
skin back from the roof of your mouth.
Right.
And they're going to glue it. They're going to put glue on it and glue it to the side of your gum.
And it sort of, he tucks it in and it sort of takes root like a potato plant.
And what about the skin that they... the skin that they remove from the roof of your mouth, what happens to that skin? Does that just grow back naturally, or
we'll
are you skinless?
Never heals.
We'll have to hope.
It'll be a fissure forever. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are all glad to be here. We do have, you know, I am noticing that as the years have gone by, as we have all aged, of course, aging more than most of us, as we have all aged, things just seem to be happening more. I woke up this morning, I'm still battling just a little bit of this, not nearly as bad as Don is. Don called me today. Let me tell you something. There have been a lot of times over 12 years doing a radio show together, you hear somebody sick, but this is the worst I have heard him. Yeah. He sounded like Burgess Meredith had gargled with nails. He said,
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it in today.
Yeah, he practically lost his voice last night. Sounded terrible. He
can't talk.
And I had to cut out early. Don didn't discuss the reason I had to. He said it was a charity function. It wasn't a charity function.
Uh-huh.
But last night I had to cut out of here early because my brother-in-law is the coach at Woodbridge High School for the Woodbridge High School golf team. And he's been doing this. He's been doing this for quite a few years. And we were on the golf course. I think it was back in midsummer. And he said to me, "Hey, big guy," that's what he likes to call me. Just another way for, you know, calling somebody fat. So, sure. You know, I allow it because he's family. So he said he'd like me to speak, be the guest speaker at the banquet for the golf team. So I was indecisive about it, but I finally said, yes, I'd be glad to come down there. I'm not really, you know, the rooms that I'm used to dealing with, I think Don feels the same way. We're used to rooms where, you know, everybody's over the age of 21, drinking heavily and ready to take their clothes off.
Absolutely.
It's a much different circumstance when you actually go down and you walk into a banquet hall. It was actually at a golf course, and we walk in, and it was strange because immediately I knew that I'd have to modify my spiel.
Yeah.
I knew that I couldn't do the same ultra blue humor that we normally trowel out at the Las Vegas style shows.
You saw some bad skin and you realized you were addressing a younger audience.
You know, it wasn't the bad skin as much as the parents. You see the parents and you immediately know that this is the kind of thing where you want the reaction to be parents kind of nodding their head and saying, yeah. So I actually got up there, did a little editing myself. I didn't have anything written down. I had a few notes that I had jotted down, but I actually had it in my head what I was going to talk about, and I'm sitting down there and I'm looking at the table of high school boys, which really, you know, if you're going to do a public speaking engagement, that's the audience you want. You want all those guys that are sitting there like knee deep in their ziti, that are just face down in this food, kind of grumbling. And I nodded at a couple of them. You know, you try to test the water.
Sure.
You try to see what kind of room you're going to deal with. You want to see if they're going to be cool or if they're going to be receptive. I mean, I've really never spoken to high school boys except on the phone, and that's when, you know, 90% of the time we hang up on them.
Right,
so I'm looking at these guys, and they're all sitting there kind of going, and there's this one guy has a toothpick. You know what that says, the toothpick, a roughie.
Attitude.
Yeah, he's a young ruffian.
Yeah,
sure. And I'm eyeballing this guy the whole time. I'm getting ready to get up and talk to him, and he's kind of looking at me and, you know, not looking away. Uh-huh. Most of them have that shy thing still happening where they'll look down. This guy's got a toothpick happening right in the side of his mouth, and he's making direct eye contact.
Staring.
And it's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah.
You know, because some of those boys, the glands are more active, and they've actually sprouted a little bit more, and they're full-sized grown men.
Yes,
so
yes, they are.
I get up to give my spiel, and I figure I'll do it as straight as I possibly can, and I make it, you know, it was completely PG. It wasn't even PG-13.
Wow.
It was G. You all right, Rob?
Yeah.
I was wondering whether you burped there or anything.
No,
like
I said
that.
Wow.
Okay, thank you. And it was PG rated the entire time, and I get up and I'm talking. The first joke I start with is like a babysitting joke with my brother-in-law, and I'm looking, and these guys couldn't care less.
Yeah.
They're just looking down at their chocolate cake.
Right.
And I said to my brother-in-law when they served the chocolate cake, I said, please allow me to get up there first while they're eating their chocolate cake, because I just wanted to get this thing over with. And I went on, and I talked about golf. I talked about, because I love golf, you know, Rob.
Sure.
And I talked about sportsmanship in golf.
Good.
Which, I look out of the corner of my eye, my brother-in-law's kind of looking at me. Sportsmanship. He's actually been out there with me.
When you broke clubs over your knee.
I addressed that, Buzz.
Yeah.
I actually did, because I guess there are enough kids that listen to the show where they kind of chuckled when I said that. You know,
sure.
I said at one point, I'm listing all these things. I said it's really important to stay cool and relax over your shot. Now, I specified over your shot, thank you, Rob, because when I'm out there, I tend to get a little mad. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. It was the Woodbridge High School golf team. They were a nice bunch of guys. It was fantastic. I broke in a new deodorant getting ready. I've switched.
Wow. How'd that work? How'd that work in that nervous situation?
I knew I had a long day yesterday. Yeah, I knew that, you know, we're all feeling a little under the weather here, and I said, what better time to really break in a new product? And it has been 7 or 8 years since I actually switched products. I've switched from the Arid Extra Dry Roll on to the extra wide ball that's found on the Ban roll-on. Have you seen in drugstores? Ban's been around for a million years.
Yeah,
I think it's the oldest roll-on.
Ban, probably.
Tussie. Tussie. Doesn't Don's mother use that or something?
Yeah, his mom used that brand. Spray everything.
Ban has a new product which appealed to me. It has the extra wide ball, which is, I don't know whether it's new or it's been around for a while, but I knew I had the big day yesterday. So I go in and I buy this at the drugstore. It's got the extra wide ball on. What kind do you use, Ron?
I use spray. I use Right Guard in the brown can.
Reichard.
Yeah,
traditionalist.
Yeah, of course.
Like everything. And you, Buzz?
A spray for me also.
You use a spray?
Yeah.
I'm actually trying
to make the environment, the globe, more warm. Trying to increase global warming.
I would figure you for like a Tom's of Maine. Do they make a deodorant spray, a Tom's of Maine?
No, I want something that works.
What kind of spray do you use?
Yeah. It's actually a lacquer.
Really?
Yeah, it's a kind of spray lacquer.
A lacquer?
Yeah, no, it's degree. It's that one that it heats up as you do or
works
to that effect. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that the ban is, let me check.
How's that
seems like up? Seems like a very nice nice odor.
Is that the coat from yesterday, or is that a fresh coat today?
This is the what? Now, why do you have a problem with this coat? You don't like this coat, do you?
No.
You made a little joke about the coat on the elevator last night.
You're too sensitive. The coat of deodorant.
The coat of deodorant?
You were just checking the deodorant.
It's wonderful deodorant.
Okay.
It's terrific. And I brought you gifts, gentlemen.
Oh, yay!
You remember when Don the other day was talking about Tower Records, and he was mentioning how he had a little problem, a little difficulty in Tower Records?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was the good people at Tower Records got wind of this, and they sent gifts to all of us. I think we got a total of four of these. We'd like to thank the people at Tower Records who sent the Beavis and Butthead Cool Scent Aftershave.
Wow.
Right here.
That's got to smell good.
It says, guaranteed effective pickup lines. It says, I can make you feel like I've never had sex before. I don't get it. What's your sign? Ha, ha, ha. Get out of my car. It's got, this is all the Beavis and Butthead.
This smells like what, root beer and cheese or?
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's, you know, they took some Aqua Velva and they put their sticker on it.
The color of Aqua Velva.
All right, let me see. Now, since we've opened this up and since we have a gift, I would like to present this gift to the very newest member of the Don and Mike family. It's a shame. I know that Don is feeling very bad that he can't be here and honor this new member, but this is the fellow who has relieved Jimmy, who everybody remembers yesterday was doing cartwheels out of here when he no longer had to answer the phones and take your abuse on the phone lines. We have a new individual. And listen, I respectfully ask our listening audience, please, from the bottom of my heart, and I say this with all sincerity, when you call today, be kind for two reasons. Number one reason, I am here. And I am doing it by my onesies with Rob. I do not have Don here. I would appreciate kinder, gentler phone calls today. And I know that this gentleman would. Please, let's welcome him to the Don and Mike family officially now. Rob, is it official that he's on the staff now?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cannon Grace.
Yes.
Here he comes.
Nice guy, Cannon Grace.
Cannon Grace.
Gentle giant.
Waiting politely out at the door. Cannon, have you had the chance to field any phone calls yet? Has Charlie Boy Hill put you on the front line yet?
I've greeted some listeners. And, I don't know why Jimmy had the problems. I mean, they're all...
Jimmy's, you know, Jimmy's a nice guy. Jimmy could tell you. Jimmy could write a 17-page novel on, why he had problems there.
You'll find out.
I figured just be nice and...
Cannon, for those people that might not know you, could you please sign in with your vital statistics, please? You are how tall?
6'5".
And this is true, ladies and gentlemen. How you are 6'5", and how much do you weigh?
270.
270.
Unfortunately, I had the physical last week, and
Everything checked out okay with the physical?
Everything was kosher.
You're a little taller than Rob. Rob is what, 6'4"?
6'2".
6'2". I've always figured you for 6'4".
That's my width.
Cannon, you are 6'5"?
6'5", size 15 shoe.
And 270, and the weight has been pretty consistent over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't look 270, I mean...
It's nice to see Cannon, but the calls are already coming in for Cannon. Cannon is a very nice boy. Cannon is a mystery man. We don't know all that much about Cannon, but up until this time, you've been what, working in the wine store?
Working in the wine shop, yeah.
And still work. How long have you had that job, working in the wine store?
Roughly 6 years. So we actually had a container of Burgundy wine come in this week, and I had to move about 1,100 cases.
Really?
50 pounds each. So
this is going to be tougher work than that, Cannon.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that. It's going to be a more difficult
taxing job.
But Rob will help you. I know that you two are very good friends.
I hate him.
I know. You love each other. You love it. You guys are like brothers, and I know that's going to make things very nice. I know Rob was like a little schoolgirl bouncing around here today because he was so excited about Cannon Grace.
I was.
You guys are a part of the Big Man Supper Club. You go out to dinner a lot.
Yes, we do. Perhaps tonight.
Perhaps tonight you will
perhaps
be...
Perhaps tonight.
Have you thought about the establishment you will be... visiting this evening. Will it be a steakhouse, perhaps?
It will be a place that features red meat and cold beer.
Cannon, on behalf of Don and myself, Don is not here to give you this, but let me present you with your Beavis and Butthead aftershave.
Thank you very much.
And also, this is why Don does not allow me to go in back of the desk in our office. This is why
you're fine.
The way we have it, Don sits behind the desk. He's got a big chair back there. He's got cabinets where he really throws all that stuff that we get if it's not something that amuses him immediately. I have a much lower amusement threshold. I'm much easier. easier. It's much easier for me to abuse. Now, Rob, I asked you before, have we ever had this on the air? This, this
I don't
product?
Think so, no.
I have no idea how long we've had it. It's called Down Home Poop Pals. Thank you for that laugh. You did enjoy this, didn't you? This is going to be for you, Cannon. What this is, got to get the little card out. I'm taking it out of its bag. All right, it says, I am a little poop pal. I'm a little poop pig. I'll tell you what I mean. Squeeze my little tummy, and you'll get a jelly bean. And what you do is you take the poop pig, and you squeeze it.
Oh, look at that.
And look. Well, that's not its butt. That's more like its stomach, right? You squeeze the pig.
Right.
There you go. And...
And jelly beans come out. Isn't that great? That's beautiful.
I know. I like it. I'm stupid. I like this kind of stuff. Here's your poop, pal.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Get on the phones right now.
And officially welcome.
He's officially welcome to the show. And, Rob?
Yes.
Need I say it? I'm going to dive in right now.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And take our very first phone call.
Pretty brave.
Here
it's brave. It's brave, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to take my first phone call.
Go
unscreened.
For it.
Are you ready?
Ready. Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, speak to us. Now, how come I'm not hearing
so far so good?
Very good. We're on a roll here. This is it. This is the break-in time. This is it. You know,
absolutely.
The one thing Don said to me, he said, be yourself. And I am totally being myself.
You
That's
are.
What I'm going to do today. I'm going to take another phone call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I speak to Don and Mike, please?
Well, Don's very sick today, but Mike is here. What's your name?
Jackie.
Jackie. And how old are you, Jackie?
Hold on, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry I had to hang up on Jackie.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing pretty good. Mike, I've always liked you best, but I've missed Don.
I miss Don, too. I always miss Don when he's sick. It's always frustrating. That's why, you know, a lot of times that when Don's sick, you know, we take personal days and we play the best of. And
right.
Don, I hope he has a speedy recovery. I mean, it's tough. I don't think I've ever heard him like I heard him today. He is hurting, and we wish him a very speedy recovery. What can we do for you?
And you're very courageous in taking on this challenge by yourself. And I don't think Don's at home listening, and he's sort of wondering how bad it's going to be.
Well, that's always the way it is. But I don't want to think about that, so I'm just going to move on right now. Hello, Don and Mike show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We don't accentuate the negative on this
Absolutely.
Program.
No,
never.
No,
this
no.
is not a hate-filled program. This is the happy place on your radio dial. Hello, Don and Mike show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Danny from Las Vegas.
Hello, Danny. Danny from Vegas, a Vegas call. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Listen, I wanted to let you know that, you know, for your cold,
yes,
zinc.
Yeah. No, you know, can I be honest? Now, wait, you're all nodding, but I got to be honest with you. I have taken that stuff. I've taken two kinds of zinc, the regular cold ease stuff and also that Halls product that they have.
Right.
And I've been eating that stuff on a regular basis. I'm on antibiotics.
Regular zinc.
I'm taking Claris B, and I still have this thing, and it's driving me nuts.
Just regular zinc. Don't go for that cold ease stuff. Just take, you know, one extra vitamin of zinc.
Are you a physician?
No, but I
don't want to talk to you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I've got some kinder and gentler words for Mike.
All right, Mike or Cannon?
Mike.
All right, Mike is here. Yes, go ahead. I'm waiting. I'm ready for your kinder, gentler words. Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? Hold on a second. I got to mention that we are going to be 1 week from tonight, right?
Yeah, 1 week
we will
from
be
tonight.
At the Shark Club of Centerville. It is our incredible Las Vegas style show. We are going to be live. It is all blue, all new, all for you. And I believe it is Joel Siegel of Good Morning America that said you will vomit if you go out and see the Las Vegas style show with Don and Mike.
Yes.
That's located in the Newgate. Is that Newgate? Or Newgate.
Although I would prefer Newgate.
I know you would.
Newgate.
It's the Newgate Shopping Center. 1 week from tonight at 8 o'clock, we will be there with our Las Vegas-style show, The Shark Club. It is fantastic. If you like the ladies, it's a place for you to go. If you like the guys, too, because the guys, you know, take their pants off as well. Yes, Buzz.
Should be wild. They have girls in cages, I understand.
Yes, they do.
I want to tell you, it's wild. Yes, sir. Go ahead. What can we do for you?
Okay, my kinder and gentler words are, do you really think you're going to get kinder and gentler words? You give people a hard time all the time.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike show. How are you?
Fine. Hey, is this Cannon?
Hi, yeah, this is Cannon.
Hey, Cannon. You know what? Congratulations, man. You know, I'm a little young to call the show, but...
Yeah, you're too young. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good
what can
work,
we do for you? Yes, that was fine. That's well, they're kinder and gentler. That's what I asked for. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Because Don and Mike are coming on.
Hello?
A little jingle there, I guess.
It was a song.
Wasn't that one that we have?
I think so.
Didn't it sound familiar?
Yeah.
I thought so. Hello, Don and Mike show. Line 6 isn't working. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike show. Is this a kid?
Hello, this is the kid.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm confused.
Not a mic, so I'm confused. Hello, who's there?
Hey, this is Sioux City Rick.
This is who?
Sioux City Rick.
Sioux City Rick. How are you, Rick?
Hey, doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. We're missing our fearless leader today, but we will muddle through.
Oh,
I have experience with that one. Hello, sure. Don and Mike Show.
Yes, so we're going to get to hear Evening with Mike O'Mara.
You know, a lot of people don't remember. I don't know how that came about, but one time there was a show here in Washington, D.C. Was it called Evening with a guy named Chris Kohr?
Yes.
This Hitler Youth type guy that was on another radio station. And what I did was mocked his entire show, but we actually did it legitimately. Yeah. And I did an hour when I came in here. Yeah. And you enjoyed the evening program.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's when we had Rob coming in and sampling the various candies. It was big fun.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Hey, have you seen Goonies?
Goonies, yeah. I mean, like the one with Ann Ramsey? The late Ann Ramsey with all the kids and the fat kid and all that. Yeah, I've seen that.
My favorite part of the movie where he goes, hey, Mikey, you got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're very timely.
Did you enjoy that? Well, I guess that's all he wanted to do. Well, that's enough now. That was just a little sample of some of the calls we'll be taking
today.
Wasn't
bad. We survived that well.
Sure. We do have a big program. Even though Don is sick, we are going to have a great program for you today. Today, we are finally going to get a chance to listen to some of those tapes that we have of the TV coverage in Sacramento. I think Channel 31 was one we didn't get a chance to listen to.
Allen.
And also, we will have the Bark Off for cash and prizes.
Oh,
I am getting together with Charles and to find out exactly what the big prize will be. It could be a cash prize, could be something special, but it will be the Bark Off for cash and prizes. Also today, the Mommy Talent Show. Yes, I love mommies. I love mommies.
Mommy!
Mommy! And back after a very long break today, Charlie Stossel will be on the program today. And maybe, who knows, if we have time, either the game or Rabe dials for transvestites. Only it's not going to be Rabe today. It's going to be a WJFK sales executive, somebody that we have all become very fond of if he's in the building. His name, of course, Tim McWilliams.
Fresh meat.
See that? That elicits a round of applause right there. So sit back, enjoy yourself. Remember, kinder and gentler for Cannon's first day. He's a big boy. He's a sensitive boy, but he could snap at a moment because he is so large. And he's, you know, there's a part of Cannon, you'll agree with me, Rob, that at a moment's notice, he may go completely over the deep end.
Yes, like a big bridge. He's always calm until he reached that pressure point and pow!
Well, Cannon, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here, man. All right, big guy. And don't read any catalogs back there. We'll be right there. At the back of the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mail your entry to Box 1410, Lamar's, Iowa, 51031.
Yeah.
I've always thought you were the real talent.
Oh, stop that. No, we don't need that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Troublemakers.
I'm flying through these phones right now. All right, here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, you like Bob
Dole?
Oh. He always hangs up on me, Mike.
I know. It wouldn't take long for you to call. Yeah. No, you know, as a matter of fact, on this one call, Bob Dole, just keep talking like Bob Dole. I'd like to keep you on the line for just a moment.
All right. Bob Dole.
Anything else you'd like to say today, Bob Dole?
Bob Dole. One more. Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. Hey, Bob, wait, there's just one thing I wanted to tell you. Okay?
Oh, there it is. I'm terribly sorry. Yes,
that's it for Bob Dole.
That takes care of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very first.
He's out of here.
Head blow up of the day. Now, I'm going through. Yes, Buzz.
I just want to be the first to say today, tra-la-la, tra-la-la, little Debbie.
Beat me to it.
Hey, did anybody see Regis and Kathy Lee this morning?
No.